Good morning, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. And it's a fabulous sunny day here in Derbyshire. Sadly, I'm not out walking. I'm at work. But never mind. Being at work, at a weekend especially, gives me the chance to catch up with some Audio Boos. And that's what I've been doing today. But I've been thinking, over the last 3 weeks, about a particular subject, about friendship and about social networks and things that come from being on social networks. And I have booed about this one before, but I would like to have another stab at that subject. My situation, for those that haven't heard my previous boos about this, is I've just turned 30 and I'm at that point in my life where my friends and I used to spend a lot of time together in my early to mid-20s. We used to be off here, there and everywhere, going to dance music events up and down the country and out walking and out for nights out in the forest doing bushcraft and stuff like that. And now we've all settled down and some of my friends are married and most of us have got kids now, and the times with friends seem to be getting a little bit more few and far between. But I suppose that's just part of life. That's part of being this sort of age where you're having to like grow up and get on with forging your own way in life. And you settle down with your partners and there seems to be less time to just hang around with friends or going to the pub with friends. But my involvement with social networks came at that sort of time where I was seeing less of my friends. And it's been a really good thing, I think, that I got involved with social networks, simply because where my friends and I were growing apart and our interests were changing, I mean, a lot of my friends aren't bothered about walking anymore. They're not interested in going off wild camping or anything like that. It's been a great thing to have the ability to make friends so easily on social networks, because like I say, now they don't want to go walking. I can quite easily on Twitter, say, make new friends or get talking to people who are interested in similar things to me, whether you're interested in walking or whether you're interested in playing violin. I'm sure you could quite easily come across people that are interested in the same things as you and get talking. And it came at the perfect time for me, the like takeoff in this like social networking thing, like the rise of Twitter. And I jumped on it right about the right time for me to be able to meet new friends, just when I was losing or seeing less of my other friends. And it's been perfect. On numerous occasions, I've said on Twitter, right, who's out this weekend? When I was at a loose end and when I'd got some time spare, I asked if anyone else was out, and I ended up going walking in the Lake District with a few guys that I'd met on Twitter that I'd never met before or anything like that. But because we'd been chatting on Twitter for a few years and I'd seen their YouTube videos, it was as if I'd known them for years. And the same goes for my Audio Boo friends. You tell me so much about what you're doing and your lives. I feel like I know you, and I can hear your voice and keep up to date with all your adventures or the goings on of your lives. And I feel like I'm involved. I feel like you're telling me directly, and you're like involving me as a friend. And I remember the person that got me onto Audio Boo was Audio Boo's very own pilgrim, Chris. And when Chris and I started talking more like on Twitter, and I followed him to Audio Boo, and then we spoke on the phone a few times, but because I've been listening to his Audio Boos, it wasn't strange to talk to Chris on the phone, because I felt like, having listened to his voice and listened to the stories that he's told over the years, it wasn't strange. And it seemed like Chris and I had known each other for years. So if it wasn't for Twitter and Audio Boo, I doubt that Chris and I would have ever come into contact, even though he only lives, I say only, he lives around about 30 or so miles away from me. So our paths may never have crossed. So thanks to Twitter and thanks to social networks, our trip and our walk for a week along the Pennine Way came to fruition. And if it hadn't have been, like I say, for social networks, maybe I would never have gone on that trip. And a person that I walked with quite a lot until he ended up moving to Dubai is my good friend Andy, who now I see him once every few months when he comes back over to the UK, but we met via Twitter. We live only a few miles apart, really, and we used to meet up pretty much every week. For about a year and a half, we met up once every week, really, to go walking in the Peak District. And that was all down to social networks. Because once again, Andy and I have got similar interests, but if it hadn't have been for social networks, would we have ever, would our paths ever have crossed? I don't know. Probably not. I think it's sometimes you can get too involved in social networks. You can bury yourself too deep in things and it takes away from, in inverted commas, real life. But for the purpose of making new friends and the purpose of creating great friendships and making great connections, even if it's with people that you may never meet, I mean, someone you might talk to every day on Twitter, you might never ever meet them. They might live at the opposite end of the earth, or they might just live around the corner. But I think it's a great tool for making friends, and like I've mentioned earlier in the Boo, it came at just the right time for me. It was starting to bother me that my friends were drifting away, but just at that time I've made new friends. And the kindness of some of the people that I've met on social networks astounds me. Like I say, I may never meet any of these people. I hope one day to meet a lot of them, but you never know. You might never meet these people, but the kindness that these people have shown me over the years has been phenomenal. People sending me direct messages on Audio Boo. And I chat regularly with people on Audio Boo via DM that I would class as real friends rather than just social networking acquaintances. And the support I'm given when people send me a message about a boo or send me a message about a blog post or they comment on a YouTube video, the support that they give is just amazing. So I'm all for social networks and this whole internet thing as a way of meeting friends and creating new useful connections, not just for business or things like that, for friendship. I'll just pause you quickly there because I wanted to make the most of the last minute that I've got available, but I decided that I won't give shout-outs. I was going to give shout-outs for the people that supported me, but I know because my memory is so terrible that I'll leave people out. But I really appreciate the friends that I've made, and I hope one day to meet the majority of them, if possible. So I just thought that I would step out of work and do a quick boo, because I know I've not booed in a while, but this is a subject I've been thinking about a lot recently, that how fortunate I am to have been able to make the friends that I've made over these last few years. And those people know who they are, and some of them may well be listening now on Audio Boo, and some of them may see the tweet that's the link that's tweeted out, but may never listen, but will know what I'm talking about. So I really do mean it. Thanks for listening. And I will speak to you again soon. Maybe not as regular as I usually used to boo as a year ago, but I'm here, I'm listening. So thanks, people. Bye for now.